Sun. Welcome into the beautiful 1030 The Voice studios on this Friday, March 27th, 2020. I'm thinking about the things I had on my calendar today, a big event that won't be happening. It's okay, it'll happen soon. But just how the world has changed so much in the last 10 years. It feels like 10 years. The word is 10 days, but it feels like 10 years. I'm getting nods from John on the other side of the glass. I've never had a 10-day stretch like this in my life, fascinating. My name is Zach Yenser. If I didn't already go there, I'm the host of Tipping Point, daily in-depth news and discussion about the people, ideas, and issues shaping Tucson's future. I'm looking forward to our day together here. The phone lines will be open the whole time, 790-2040. I want to talk about small business and small business assistance and what I'm hearing out on the streets regarding our local small businesses here in Tucson. I have some concerns, and I want to share those with you. And then our small business spotlight, we'll just keep it going. We will have Photo Fun Booth Tucson on, again, a different kind of business from just a food or restaurant, which we know are getting hit hard. There's a lot of other businesses that are also struggling. And then Andy Berlin from This Is Tucson. She's a food writer and has put some great resources together for you, Tucson, to be able to look and see what all are all the restaurants that are delivering or doing takeout. And how do we support especially restaurant workers who are now out of a job? So a good local community support show for you. And then, by the way, Monday, I'm going to have a candidate on. I promise you, we're not going to do COVID-19 24/7 for the next however many weeks or months. Going to switch it up, don't worry. But we do want to stay with our pulse on local. What's really cool is... I get these opportunities to talk with some business owners and people that are on the business front, sometimes I'll say, man, that's a nugget. It's a nugget of information. We need to have that conversation on the air, or I'll just have people call in and want to share some things. I've got some thoughts for small businesses. I want to tell you some things I'm hearing out on the street. I do want to get to our phone lines, though. Carlos Ruiz is on the line. 790-2040 is the number he called. Carlos, I appreciate you jumping on this morning. How are you?
Hi. Good morning, Zach. Welcome. Glad to join you.
Yes, for sure. So I wanted to get into some of the things I'm hearing about, what are the loans and opportunities for businesses? Do you have any thoughts on that? I know you're in manufacturing, you're in business here in the city. If a small to mid-sized business is looking to tap into some of the assistance available during COVID-19, any advice you're giving to fellow businesses or any thoughts on what we should be doing now?
Yeah, what I recommend, and this is important, just to mature as a business owner and entrepreneurs, is to always, one, file your taxes, because if you're going to go to the bank, they're going to want to see tax returns. So I know, if you're an S corp, you should have filed back in March for your S corp businesses. Your business taxes, and it's just important to always have, your tax returns available, to always have your income statement or your profit and loss statement and your balance sheet up to date. Because if you go into a bank, I'm looking at something I received from the Tucson Hispanic Chamber last night, and there's, it's kind of summarizing what's going to become available, and there's some debt relief for if you have a current SBA loan. But if you're going to try to apply for an SBA, one of these 7A loans or 504 loans, you're going to go to a bank, you're going to have to provide documentation. So you have to have that stuff ready. So no one knows what's going to be required, to get any of this relief. But I almost guarantee, not being a banker, they're going to want to see income statements, balance sheets. They're going to want your tax returns, just so that they know that you're a business, you're a going concern. I would think also there's some emergency injury grants. So say you're a, I would imagine if you're a restaurant and all of a sudden they say you can't be open, you know, you should be able to show where that injury occurred and how you were doing, and so that you could project this is what I've lost. So having documentation in advance, I think, is going to be extremely important for businesses once this thing really hits in the next week or two.
Right. And Carlos, I think I don't want to let that go just breezed over, that we haven't even peaked yet on this, in terms of the severity of it, of coronavirus, of COVID-19. I mean, this is we're in it for a bit of the long haul, I think. But you know what? I'm curious, Carlos, if you're hearing you're an HT Metals, a manufacturing company here in Tucson. I'm wondering if you're hearing some of the things, you know, I'm hearing. I talked to a business owner yesterday who said, you know, look, not only do I think that I'm still a young business, I don't know if I have all the information needed, but I don't have the time to fill out all the paperwork. and almost wondered if there could have been assistance, almost like the personal stimulus money that's going to come out based on 2018 personal tax returns. What do you make of some of the hurdles that local businesses are feeling, maybe even the small guys and the small women?
Yeah.
Just
well,
to keep
I know
it gender,
that, I know
gender
in this appropriate. Package, I know in this package there's additional assistance for organizations like the Small Business Development Centers or other nonprofits. They're going to have grants so that they can. But all of this takes time to scale up.
Yeah.
So there is, you know, you can always go to SBA.gov. I know I'm part of another group, and they had already been starting to try to do online applications. I guess the that system has kind of gotten overwhelmed, because you used to be able to input information and do the application online, but because of the traffic, so now you have to go to SBA.gov and then I'm sure it's very. I've been on that website. There's a disaster relief for COVID-19, and you'll have to download the application, fill it out, and upload it. But a lot of this, some of this stuff is going to be SBA directed. Others is going to be bank directed. So it depends on what your needs are, it appears.
For sure.
I think, like you said, you've been following what Tucson Metro Chamber has been doing,
right.
And they're a great resource. Tucson Hispanic Chamber has been very good at sending information out in both English and Spanish. And then there are resources like I know YWCA does some of these assistance, and then you have the SBDC, but because of, you know, our social distancing, a lot of these places you can't just go in and ask for assistance right now.
Right. Carlos, I appreciate you calling in as we bump up against our first break here. You know, really appreciate your pulse on this. And I mean, I'd say the message is check things out, get your taxes together, get your paperwork together. The banks are going to have to see stuff. And I'd also encourage, Carlos, as I'm looking at the SBA disaster loan program for COVID-19, they have a sole proprietor application. It's 5 pages. And so there's different scales of this. I would say, if you're a small business listening, get your paperwork together, check out the opportunities, work with the banks. It's not perfect, but there's resources there. Just make sure you've got a proof of how much you're making and your P&Ls and all that good stuff, right,
Very
Carlos?
Good. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Zach.
Thank you so much, sir.
Talk
Appreciate
to you,
later. You. Yep.
Bye-bye.
And we're going to continue on the small business, local business train here. We're going to go to our first break and then our Friday local business spotlight. Jackie Shope is on the line when we come back from a short break to talk about her business. It's not a food or drink business. That's why we wanted to talk about it. It is Photo Fun Booth Tucson. Again, requires people to be together. When you can't get people together and you can't be at parties and events, what do you do? We're going to find out, and how we Tucson Patreon can support businesses like Jackie Shope's. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere, Tucson. You're here on 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk.
Miss a show? Check out the podcast at kvoi.com.
25 years ago, the University of Arizona took a bold step of acquiring an industrial park in southeastern Pima County and transforming it into a university research park. This year, we celebrate 25 years of success at the UA Tech Park. Whether it's 20 new startups at the U of A Center for Innovation, the new tech park at the Bridges that just broke ground, or the Forge at Roy Place, we're looking forward on Tipping Point to celebrating this anniversary year by telling the stories of the people and ideas to the University of Arizona driving innovation in our region, moving at the speed of business.
It's that time of year. Everyone hates it. It's tax time. But there's no reason to stress. Shanae and the team at Simply Bookkeeping and Taxes can take care of it all for you and make it simple and easy. For Tipping Point listeners only, Shanae is offering a one-time special offer of 50% off your personal or business tax prep. Call 520-838-0856 and let her know Zach sent you to get started.
When did you lose control? Was it when you became a number and not a person? Or was it when you accepted that this is just the way things are? Truth is, you didn't lose control. You gave it up. Because you have a choice. You can make them too big to fail and fail to belong to something bigger. Or you can put your money where your values lie and make your community too strong to fail. The choice is yours. Or are you going to give that up too? Vantage West. Banks own you. You own us.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Tucson, Tipping Point is proud to have Why I Love Where I Live as a sponsor of our program. It's a brand and movement that began here in Tucson to spark gratitude and celebrate the good things about where we live. Visit their shop filled with locally designed goods and resources to encourage an appreciation and curiosity about what makes Tucson special and unique. Located at the MSA Annex just west of I-10 and Congress, find more details and shop hours at their website, whyiloverewhilive.com.
Trusted local news and talk all day, every day. 1030 The Voice.
Tucson, welcome on back in. Zach Yenser here, host of Tipping Point. Could not ask for a better radio flow. Carlos Ruiz of HT Metals, local manufacturing company here in Tucson, gave us a call to talk about his big advice after listening to businesses and the business leadership community here in Tucson. Get your paperwork together, get your taxes together, get it in, and see what local business support resources there are. Simply Bookkeeping is our preferred tax preparer here on this show, 838-0856. If you are a sole proprietor, if you are an individual, if you are a business, you got to get your taxes in. There's money coming to you, whoever you are, from the federal government and the SBA because of some stimulus packages, but it's based on what you have filed for taxes. So get it in now, 838-0856. We're going to keep talking to local businesses. We've got about 10 minutes here to spotlight a local business I've been looking forward to talking to, and that is Photo Fun Booth Tucson with Jackie Shope. Jackie, thanks for coming on the air today. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How are you hanging in there?
I'm spending a lot of time with my family and kids, so it's going great.
You know, tough times, no doubt, but I resonate with that. I'm getting way more time with my family than I was before, so I guess that's a blessing and a silver lining.
It is. For sure.
But on a business side, Jackie, my goodness, I can only imagine. Tell us about Photo Fun Booth Tucson. I'd imagine that you need crowds and people to run your business.
Absolutely. So it's been pretty hard because we literally went from having, I'm going to say, anywhere between 12 events a weekend to now having none until August.
Till August?
Yeah. Jeez. So we've taken a pretty large hit. It started out pretty slow with a couple of school events canceling with the closures, some father-daughter dances, student council events, And I remember one night saying to my husband, do you think that we're going to have no more events this year? And he said, oh, I don't think it'll get that bad. 2 days later, we started to get the wedding cancellations and the venue cancellations. And so it's been a big transition going from being out every weekend to weddings and quinceañeras and parties to nothing. Most of the weddings have postponed, however, to the fall or next year.
Okay.
But we've also lost a lot of the University of Arizona events, graduation events, and things like that.
Right. Oh, man. I'm sorry. Did you cut out or?
Nope.
You're there. So I imagine from the name, what you do is you set up photo booths for people at events to take pictures, and we've all seen them, and that's your business. And again, needs people and events. What's been the Tucson safety net for you, if at all? Are you finding support? Are you able to do anything virtually? Or are you just kind of ground to a halt?
So I am kind of ground to a halt. There's not a lot I can do. I know like a lot of restaurants are able to sell gift cards. I've seen that, like one of my buddies at Riley's Pizza, he's offering, you know, you could pay and go and he'll come to your house when all this clears up and host a dinner party. And so they're recouping money that way. There's not a whole lot that I can really do because no one really knows what they can plan until all of this is really settled. With the photo booth, there's a lot of hands touching props and pictures and the touch screen. So I'm really limited as far as what I can even put out there for people.
Right.
So it's been tough. I've just been really working to support all the other small businesses around town and just trying to stay active on Facebook and let people know we're still here, we're still around, we'll still be around when all of this is done. Don't forget about us, you know, next school year when you're planning your events, when you're planning your wedding and your parties.
Right. You know, I was talking to the last caller in the first segment. I don't know if you were hearing much about it, but what I hear from local businesses is a lot of the resources being developed, like disaster loans or SBA grants or even things the banks are offering, only really serve a business at a certain scale. There's a lot of local businesses that are kind of in that missing middle or that missing rung. Where there's just not a lot of resources to help you weather the storm. Do you feel that, Jackie Shope Photo Fun Booth, or do you feel like if you need resources to get through, you have it? I'm curious.
So I feel like there's a lot of information out there, but it's not very clear cut as to where my business falls into. I don't want to, you know, waste my time applying with six different organizations for them to tell me I'm not an essential business. I have received some help with, when we bought the business 3 years ago, I got a business loan and I was three payments away from paying it off when all this went down. But lucky for me, they actually deferred my payments. My loan company said, we'll take care of your payments the next 3 months. We'll, you know, hit us up in August. So I have received some assistance through those companies. But I feel like I'm lost somewhere in the middle and I'm trying to navigate through finding the correct resources to help my particular business. I don't fall into very many specific categories, like a restaurant or a bar. I don't have employees. So it's a little bit tougher.
Right. I mean, the other thing that I'm sure you'd resonate with, and I talked to a business like this yesterday, where their niche, that what their service they provide, their niche is restaurants, right? And so, correctly so, a lot of our focus in Tucson is how do we keep our food businesses open? How do we keep our food courts going? I mean, those are big businesses hit, but we don't think about the businesses that service those businesses, kind of like yours, Jackie Shope, Photo Fun Booth Tucson. We don't think about all the externalities of what's caused by these, in my opinion, still necessary closures, but really difficult. And I don't think we give businesses like yours the attention it deserves, because you're in the mix too.
Yes, we are.
For sure.
You're absolutely right.
Is there anything that we can do to help. I mean, there's I have a lot of groups and organizations and people listening. Is there a way to try and pre-plan an event with you, or a way that you can kind of be prepaid to a later date? Any way that we can assist you now?
Yeah, absolutely. Anyone can always book us for an event. I just had a bride yesterday call me and say, I'm getting married next year. I'm not sure when. Can I give you a deposit now? And when I have a date, you know, we'll put it on the calendar.
Love
and
it.
I appreciated that. So even if you don't have a date, I can tell you offhand which dates I don't have available, and you can kind of go from there. And we also do have gift certificates as well. So if you know someone is getting married, if your granddaughter is planning a sweet 16, and you know they're going to want a photo booth for an upcoming event, you can absolutely purchase a gift certificate good towards that service when they do plan that event.
I love it. I love it. You know, Jackie Shope, I hear so many people in Tucson say what you said a minute ago, and that is, yeah, I'm struggling, but I'm really just trying to help other Tucson businesses. I have heard that so much this week, Jackie. And I love that, but my heart also hurts because you need support. You know, it's great if every Tucsonan wants to give Tucsonan something of their own, but we got to give back to you too, you know? I'm saying it because it speaks to the heart of Tucson. But you know, in this time, like, we all want to hunker down and give something away, but I think we as businesses need to expect a little bit to support us as well. Like, we all got to give each other something. And my hope is that people will jump online and will prepay you or buy a gift certificate, or, you know, there's a lot of people who are going to want to party after this. Plan a bash and get photo phone booth Tucson to come to it.
Yes, we could have we beat COVID-19 party and we'll be there.
One thing, Jackie, we know is going to be true. October is going to be lit in Tucson.
Oh, it already is. I mean, I can't wait for October.
Yes. Well, Jackie Shope, hang in there. I'm so glad you called in today. Photo Fun Booth Tucson. Is it photofunboothtucson.com?
Yes, or it's actually just photofunbooth.com for our website.
Perfect. Photofunbooth.com. Please go there and support one of these businesses that aren't getting as much press but are still affected by what's happening with our restaurants and our event spaces and our university. People like Jackie Shope make up what Tucson is. Let's support Jackie and other businesses like hers here in Tucson. Jackie, I'm off my soapbox now. I appreciate you so much. Hang in there. We got your back. And
thank you for having me.
Yes. Yep. We'll have you on soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. And that's our Friday local business spotlight, trying to bring awareness to the many people and businesses that are here in Tucson affected and how we can help. Most businesses allow an opportunity to prepay, to buy a gift certificate or buy a membership. Tucson, your money's got to keep flowing for our economy to keep growing. Andy Berlin, food writer for This Is Tucson, comes on to talk about takeout delivery from restaurants. Come on right back.
CBS News at the top and bottom of every hour. 10:30 The Voice, Tucson's trusted local news and talk.
Tucson, Tipping Point is proud to have Why I Love Where I Live as a sponsor of our program. It's a brand and movement that began here in Tucson to spark gratitude and celebrate the good things about where we live. Visit their shop filled with locally designed goods and resources to encourage an appreciation and curiosity about what makes Tucson special and unique. Located at the MSA Annex just west of I-10 and Congress, find more details and shop hours at their website, whyiloveWhereILive.com. I'm Zach Yenser, host of Tipping Point. We know that one out of every four persons in Tucson is living in poverty. I'm pleased to be partnering with Impact of Southern Arizona, a nonprofit that works to stabilize families and guide and support them on pathways out of poverty. Celebrating their 20th anniversary, they've invested $22 million into the community and are just getting started. Head to impactsoaz.org for more information and to explore how you can get a credit on your state taxes this year by supporting them. As always, talk to your tax professional. Today's hot real estate market comes with its own challenges. If you're trying to buy a home, you have to move fast or it's gone fast. Selling your home? That's just always a hassle. but it doesn't have to be your experience. My friend Jason Carlton is a real estate consultant servicing the Tucson metro area. His passion is to help families sell and buy homes with expertise, genuine care, and responsiveness. Feel free to call or text him with any real estate needs to get started. 520-310-6761.
So many of you listening right now are leading a successful and growing business here in Tucson. You know it depends on finding and keeping the right talent. Doing it right can help you stand out and have an edge as a leading employment brand. Wing it, and you might see a great candidate head to a competitor. The Talent Store has helped local Tucson companies like yours win the battle for talent through their recruiting services and consulting. Whether you're looking for a high-level leader, filling a key position, or just want to retain and develop your current team, visit yourtalentstore.com today for a free consultation.
Trusted local news and talk. 1030, The Voice.
Tucson, welcome back into the 1030 The Voice studios with me, your host, Zach Yenser. This is Tipping Point, in-depth news and conversation about the people, ideas, and issues shaping Tucson's future. We just finished a first half of the hour that turned into really a spotlight on small and local business here in Tucson, how to try to wade through and get ready for the small business resources that the federal and state government have positioned in the last 8 to 10 days. And then we talked to PhotoFunBooth.com, Photo Fun Booth here in Tucson, a business that is itself supported by events and restaurants and the university being open, that has really ground to a halt. We want to highlight those businesses that maybe, you know, aren't making the news as much, that are still highly affected, maybe even more so than the restaurants and bars and food places here in our city. But hey, I just segued in a way that I didn't plan, and it was perfect. And that is to our next guest on the line, Andy Berlin of This Is Tucson, a food writer as soon as Mayor Regina Romero here in Tucson put out the declaration to close food and beverage businesses, and then the rest of the county and jurisdictions followed, Andy was one of the first people to jump on it and put together a list of who is doing takeout and delivery and online ordering, and also what restaurant workers can do if they are being laid off or fired. How do they survive? And I said, I got to get Andy on. Andy Berlin, thanks for giving us a call today. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on.
Yes, no, for sure. It's the gratitude is mutual, for sure. I appreciate how quickly you jumped on this. I mean, it was almost overnight. That had to be quite a list. Are you encouraged by the restaurants and businesses that are related to food or beverage here in Tucson that seem to pivot pretty quick?
Yeah, actually, that was a little crazy. I was working on that a few days before the citywide mandate to close all of the dining rooms. And I had something up on our website. It didn't have much traction. But basically, when Regina Romero put down that mandate, everybody was in the same boat, right? So I got dozens and dozens of emails, like immediately, like, oh, we're opening takeout. We're doing takeout. This is what we have. And people were really, I've never seen anything like it in my career. People, you know, that many people reaching out at the same time. And there was a desperation about it, right? Like they wanted their voice to be heard, to make sure that they could stay in business. And that was, you know, that was challenging, but it was also really, it was really important to make sure that I could put as many people out there as I could with the resources that I had. So that's basically what I've been working on for the last couple weeks, is just trying to tell as many people's stories as I can, because I just want to help keep them in business in any way that I can.
Absolutely. If you had to ballpark, how many restaurants and food businesses are on that list right now? How many do you think ultimately have reached out to you as of today?
You know, so we have a couple different lists going. We have the original list that I wrote. That's probably got, I don't know, like 60 to 100 names on there. Then we have another list that the Arizona Daily Star is running, that's kind of like a graph. and restaurants can submit their own information to that list. And I think there are a few hundred names on that list. So they can go in there and they can mark whether they do takeout, whether they do delivery, what their hours are, what their website is. Yeah, and it's on Tucson.com. You can find it. And I don't have the direct link to that list,
okay.
But if you want to email me, anybody listening, aberlin@tucson.com, send me an email, and I will send you the link to that list and any information. Tell me your stories. You know, I want to hear your stories, because that's what I'm doing for the next month.
I love it.
At least.
Probably at least, Andy Berlin. That's Berlin like Berlin, Germany, for anyone who's copying that email down. Can you give us the link to the list that you started putting together even before the declaration was put out there?
Yeah, so if you just go to thisistucson.com, it's on there. So this is Tucson. That's the website that I work for. It's part of the Arizona Daily Star. It's, you know, an entertainment website of the Arizona Daily Star. Shows you what to do over the weekend. That's where I cover food. That's where my articles appear. So this is Tucson.com.
Beautiful. I hope people go and check that out. What's your sense, Andy Berlin, food writer, This is Tucson. What's your sense of how businesses are surviving? I mean, has this been a successful pivot where businesses are even able to kind of even get to half of their usual income? Is it a quarter? Has this been good for restaurants, or is there a lot of struggle under the surface?
There is a lot of struggle, and there's a lot of need and a lot of people freaking out right now. There are a lot of people unemployed. You know, a lot of restaurants have just closed their doors, did a preemptive kind of, hey, we'll see you later. We're just going to shut down now and try to stay back, you know, get back when this thing is over. But most of the restaurants in town have decided to try out the takeout thing. And you know what? I've talked to a lot of restaurants, and they've seen their daily covers plummet to one-tenth of what they were before. So they're seeing like a tenth of the customers. Sometimes, you know, they'll be happy if they get like 20 people in that day total. You know, it's a desperate situation. And I think the sentiment is that the longer this thing goes on, the more people are going to have to bow out. And they don't know if they're going to be able to come back. If this was just for a couple weeks to a month, a lot of people might be able to weather the storm.
Yep.
But nobody really knows how long it's going to last.
Right.
So that's the problem.
You know, they're saying that we're, you know, going to hit our peak in Arizona and see our hospitals overwhelmed April, May. I want to go check my facts on that, but I've started to see some mathematical projections that we may be 4 to 6 weeks out from even the worst of this, which is a scary thought. If you had to kind of put your crystal ball on the desk and look into it, what I'm hearing from you is that there's a lot of the food businesses that we love that just aren't going to make it. That's a sad thing to say out loud, you know?
Yeah, I've read a lot of projections about it, and some people are saying, you know, 11%, 15% of the restaurants that we know will not make it through this. And that was a national projection. I don't know what it would be locally. But yeah, I mean, restaurants, they operate on really thin profit margins.
Right.
So they can't survive for more than a couple weeks to a month of no income. So, yeah, it's a dire situation right now. And a lot of people are really upset and don't know what their future is going to be like.
Right. I mean, Andy, is there anything that we as, and I want to shift to workers here in a second, because you've done some great work on that as well. Those who've been laid off, or, you know, for restaurants that have already closed, you know, those employees, where do they go? But, you know, we've seen a lot of energy, and I love it so much, from Tucsonans of, let's support those local and small to mid-sized food businesses. Let's do online ordering. I see so many people, you know, post about, hey, this is my fifth day getting takeout from a local restaurant, and I'm just going to keep investing my dollars that way, which is amazing. But is that a finger in the dike, Andy? I mean, is that like a nice gesture that's just a finger in the dike. Is there anything that we can be doing more as a Tucson community that you're hearing from restaurants to stem the tide on this?
Yeah, I mean, I think that people are doing the best that they can, and yeah, it may not work out, but I think that anything that you can do is meaningful. If you just purchase one meal a day takeout, or if you donate $20 for a GoFundMe campaign, that might make sure that one of those employees eats that day. You know, that's the situation that we're at right now. Mm. People are desperate. It's probably not going to just completely fix the problem, sure. But anything that you can do, I think, is powerful in this situation. And, you know, I also, on the other side of this, I've been talking to a lot of people in the restaurant community that are helping each other out
yeah.
in this time of need, and I think it's incredible. Just read yesterday that Jo Schneider, the owner of La Cocina, she had to shut her doors along with her other family businesses, Tall Boys and Bentley's, and she's serving free meals every day now at La Cocina to laid off restaurant workers.
Wow.
It's little gestures like that, it's not really going to solve the problem, but it's going to help out a little bit. You know, it's going to help out the best that she can. I talked to another woman who runs Mr. Loco, which is a little like Mexican candy shop down on South 12th Avenue. And she's trying to convert her business into a donation center where people can bring, you know, toilet paper for seniors and she'll distribute it out. And it's kind of this like, you know, she doesn't work for a charity or anything. She's just taking it on herself. But it's, you know, it's what she can do. And she organized a Facebook group, too, about it so that people can, you know, coordinate what to bring and how she can distribute it out. You've got Visit Tucson and Storyteller PR, who just decided yesterday to revive their Sonoran Restaurant Week so that they can promote the restaurants. And they're not making any money off of it.
Yeah.
They just realized they have the platform of Sonoran Restaurant Week, and they can get restaurants on there and kind of promote these $30 takeout menus
right.
that people can have. And it's really inspiring to see people work together in that way. Do people want to help in any mm-hmm. way they can in this, you know, horrible time?
Absolutely. And Andy, thank you for promoting that. Please tune in Wednesday at 9:30 on this program. Dan Gibson and Laura Reese will be on to talk about Sonoran Restaurant Week. Those two together are just a hilarious and fun interview in general, but really informative for the times we are in now. So thank you for that, Andy. but you bring up a great point
cool
is, you know, we've got the corporate restaurants, right? The Chili's, the... You know, the cheese, well, I can't even say Cheesecake Factory right now, but Chili's and, you know, kind of the big guys. And then you've got some of like the big local guys. And then you have like the Mexican candy shop that you just mentioned that I don't think people know about. I think I'm sure it's a challenge for you to kind of go past kind of that ring of local restaurants that do get a lot of media to some of the really small men and women run businesses that don't get a lot of spotlight, but probably need our help the most right now.
Yeah. And the biggest challenge so far is that I'm doing all of this reporting from home because I'm trying to limit my contact with people because, you know, you don't want a bunch of reporters going out and infecting people trying to do their jobs. So the Star has been really careful about that. So what I guess my ask is anyone listening to the show knows somebody with an interesting story, please reach out to me because I'm just at home doing this. You know, I can't go into these shops and talk to people like I usually do.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Help A. Berlin at thisistucson.com or tucson.com?
At tucson.com. A. Berlin at tucson.com. Or you can hit me up on my Facebook page, Andy Berlin. Yeah, but I do think it's really important to make sure that all of the voices are heard.
Yeah.
There and it's not just, you know, the regular players that are
right.
you know, get all the press most of the time,
right? For sure. Andy, I was just thinking of one segment, but I kind of want to talk with you about your work writing about the workers who are impacted by this. Is there any chance we can go to our final break and come back and talk to you about that, or do you have to run?
Oh, yeah, definitely. No, I'm good.
Okay, perfect. I was going to try to fit it all into one segment, and it didn't happen, but you have so many good things to say. Andy Berlin, food writer for This Is Tucson. Not only has she done a lot of great work on the restaurant side, but also the workers. Again, what's happening to them? Andy's pulled together some great resources. I want to talk about that situation as well. We're going to go to our final break of the hour. When we come back on Tipping Point, that's our topic. You're on 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk.
We're the place where Tucson comes to talk. 1030 The Voice.
When did you lose control? Was it when you became a number and not a person? Or was it when you accepted that this is just the way things are? Truth is, you didn't lose control. You gave it up. Because you have a choice. You can make them too big to fail and fail to belong to something bigger. Or you can put your money where your values lie and make your community too strong to fail. The choice is yours. Or are you going to give that up too? Vantage West. Banks own you. You own us.
Federally insured by NCUA.
It's that time of year. Everyone hates it. It's tax time. But there's no reason to stress. Shanae and the team at Simply Bookkeeping and Taxes can take care of it all for you and make it simple and easy. For Tipping Point listeners only, Shanae is offering a one-time special offer of 50% off your personal or business tax prep. Call 520-838-0856 and let her know Zach sent you to get started.
25 years ago, the University of Arizona took a bold step of acquiring an industrial park in southeastern Pima County and transforming it into a university research park. This year, we celebrate 25 years of success at the UA Tech Park. Whether it's 20 new startups at the U of A Center for Innovation, the new tech park at the Bridges that just broke ground, or the Forge at Roy Place, we're looking forward on Tipping Point to celebrating this anniversary year by telling the stories of the people and ideas through the University of Arizona driving innovation in our region, moving at the speed of business.
Hi, listeners. It's Jason with Keller Williams. Reason number three to work with a realtor is realtors can provide local information on utilities, zoning, schools, and more. They also have objective information about each property. Realtors can use that data to help you determine if the property has what you need. By understanding both your needs and search area, they can also point out neighborhoods which you don't know much about that might suit your needs better than you thought. If I can help, call me at 310-6761.
This is The Voice, 1030, Tucson's trusted news and talk.
Tucson, welcome on back in. This segment is appropriately sponsored by Devin Underwood at the Talent Store. Across Tucson, employees are making decisions about where and how to keep current operations going, how to pivot focus, how to retain and reallocate workforce, what resources are available to support them. If you run a business in Tucson, you're asking all those questions. The Talent Store is your partner to help guide decision making around talent and workforce needs, realignment, and to help you have the time and people you need to make key shifts during this just extraordinary time we're living in right now. Visit yourtalentstore.com to learn more about the discounted work that you can undertake with Devin Underwood to really restabilize your organization or business that no doubt has had to shift a lot. We're with Andy Berlin on the air. She's a food writer for This Is Tucson. And again, perfect segue because not only, Andy, have you been collecting the online and delivery options from restaurants and hearing from restaurants this whole last 8 or 10 days, but you've also been writing about the workers who've been laid off or don't have a job anymore. A massive employment pool has really been shifted around and laid off throughout all this, haven't they?
Yeah, it's a lot. You know, the unemployment rate has skyrocketed, and a lot of my readers are that restaurant community, and I think they've been affected, you know, more than almost anyone else. So yeah, that's what I've been doing, is putting half of my resources toward supporting local restaurants, but half of my resources, I mean, by resources, I mean time, to kind of showing people who are unemployed or underemployed right now, don't have enough hours at work, where to get food, how to apply for unemployment benefits, how to navigate that life, and also kind of showing interesting things that people are doing while they're not working,
right.
Which is interesting too.
For sure. I didn't think about this until you brought it up, Andy Berlin. But, you know, certainly the state and local governments have been working on, hey, look, if you can't pay your rent, here's a period of time where you won't get evicted, or work with your mortgage lender or your landlord to try and push off rent if you can. Here's where to get food services if you can't get food. But there's also, the kind of some of the bigger companies like the Targets and the Home Depots, and I can't think of the other one, it may not be Home Depot, but that are hiring thousands of delivery drivers as well. What are some of the resources that, whether it's a job or a kind of social safety net, that you're seeing pop up for these workers?
Yeah, I think that a lot of companies have started funds right now trying to raise money for workers. Like, they're the individual restaurants, right, that have their GoFundMes. But there are also bigger companies like Crown Beverage Distributing just announced they're trying to raise, I believe it's like $50,000. Yeah, something like $50,000 for restaurant workers. And so like 15 cents out of every beer six pack that they sell, they're going to put that toward the money, and they're going to distribute it evenly to all of the bars and restaurants that are part of their members. So that's one thing. You know, there's Fox Restaurants and Upward Projects, the people that own Postino, the place that just opened on Grant Road. They've started a fund, and they're actually reaching out to restaurant businesses all over Arizona and trying to get them in on it so that they can distribute the money. So, you know, there's that part of it. And then also there is a resource for laid off employees where they can look, and there's a job board. I'm blanking on the name of the website right now, but it's basically like an Arizona job board. We have that information on Tucson.com. But I've been putting together a lot of resources. If you go to thisistucson.com, I have separate articles on what if you're unemployed, like who do you call, right? All of the different organizations in Tucson, Department of Economic Security, you know, Chicanos por la Causa is helping people out, Salvation Army, even Community Food Bank, people to call if you need help with food and you need help with finding a job. And then I also have a separate list of food resources. So all of the different restaurants in town that are giving away free food, where to go grocery shopping if you can't leave your house, if you're a senior, where you can grocery shop early in the morning. I have all of that information on thisistucson.com.
Amazing. Of course, we're talking to Andy Berlin, a food writer for This Is Tucson. Is that a fair description for you, Andy? I've been saying that, but...
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, yeah.
You do so many cool things. I don't want to pigeonhole you, but I know you for your food writing, so I called you a food writer.
Yeah.
But was that website you were thinking of, arizonaatwork.com? Is that...
Yes,
okay.
Yes, that's the one.
That was my hunch, arizonaatwork.com. It's a statewide website that kind of compiles employers with immediate openings and people who are hiring right now. Is that a fair description?
Yeah, and it's really helpful. It's places like Safeway and Fry's basically are the big people who are hiring right now. But it's being updated all of the time. So
right,
pretty
helpful
website.
It's pretty cool. I'm on the website right now just because I wanted to make sure I got the URL right. And it's called Arizona's In-Demand Jobs. You can select the industry. You can select the education level. Pretty amazing. I think it's a project of the Department of Economic Security or the state government or something, but it's pretty cool. So
yeah,
if you're listening, arizonaatwork.com, and it sounds like makethisistucson.com, a one-stop shop as well, if you're looking for resources and you're listening out there.
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome. We have about 2 minutes to go, Andy. Any kind of final words or encouragements or insights that you're gleaning that you'd like to pass on to our listeners?
Yeah, I just think that even if you're trying to cook from home, I think that whatever you can do to support the local restaurant community in this time is really needed. You know, they've done studies, and takeout is safe. If you're worried about it, you can get your takeout bags, and you can put like a disinfectant wipe on there. It's just as safe as buying things from the grocery store, and these people need you so much. So anything that you can do to kind of make sure that these restaurants are going to be here when this whole thing is over is really important.
Absolutely. I love that. And restaurants are such a big part of our economy. We can't shut the spigot off and then turn it right back on, expect it to have the same flow and pressure. We got to keep seeding it as much as we can now to make sure that when we can go full steam ahead, we can go full steam ahead. That's my take.
Yeah. And people don't realize that restaurants aren't just restaurants. They're supporting a lot of different sectors of the economy that we don't think about, like all of those industries that sell to them.
Right.
The farmers, you know, the people that make tablecloths,
right,
like silverware. Like, they affect so many different aspects of our economy, too. So if they fall, other people fall, too.
Good word. Andy, let's leave it there because that was so good and we're about out of time. aberlin@tucson.com and thisistucson.com. Andy Berlin is a food writer. Thanks for all your work. Really appreciate the extra time you gave us as well. I think it was really informative. Have a great, safe weekend and be well, Andy.
You too. Thank you so much.
Tucson, that goes for you as well. We're out until Monday. Hugh Hewitt, then Bill Buckmaster up at noon. We'll see you back here Monday at 9. Take care.
KVOI Cortero, AM 1030, the voice of Tucson. Trusted local news and talk. A Bustos Media Station.